This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Margs, skinny Margs for Courtney for lunch. Mm. And then it's apparently it's a Met Gala Monday.
Yes.
For Courtney.
What are you, Greg? If you just, when you sit down, you're going to get one thing in a Mexican place. What's your entree?
Fajitas.
Yep.
I never do chicken and
steak.
Steak. I just go chicken.
All right. Whatever you like.
Skinny.
And I am soft taco, soft tortilla all the way.
Do you do the grilled veggies with it?
I really don't like like the chicken, the salsa, and the sour cream and the guac.
It's not really a fajita, though.
It is. It really is.
No. Yeah. No,
it's more like a soft shell taco.
No,
to be fair.
I really don't. Yeah. I don't love the onions and the peppers. I don't really have a lot of need for that.
That's the best part.
Yeah. I love that sizzle. I can hear it and smell it coming a mile away.
Greg, just because you brought up margaritas, it made me think. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are themed or specialty drinks at a wedding good or douche movie, or kind of how do we feel about this?
It's a waste.
Curious.
Oh, okay.
You think it's a waste?
It's a waste. They charge extra for that.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
What were you thinking of from a theme perspective?
Well, because you just brought it up. Like, I was thinking of a spicy Chimarita.
Jeez.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know what to say. A lot of people, I wasn't going to bring this up, Shine, but this forces my hand.
Of course.
A lot of people in Springfield were very worried about Shine's ego.
Yes.
My ego? Yes. What?
They say you have completely changed in... How long have you been on this show?
4 years.
Mm.
That long?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I'm on my fourth year, I should say. So it's been like 3.5.
They feel like it's all going to your head.
Mm. Yeah.
It might.
So
I'm not going to deny it.
It would be the spicy Chimarita.
Yeah, it's my wedding,
get?
Of course.
Does it come
I don't know. She hadn't decided on her. She wanted a whiskey drink, though. She just hadn't decided.
So Chime is like the Shador Sanders of the show.
Yes, he is. He's legendary.
Yeah, I need some bling. Maybe some Louis bags.
Get you some bling.
You should hire a guest bartender. And get that woman that we talked about in the news from Florida who pours the shot down your drink and then punches you in the throat.
Yeah, yeah.
Shot down your throat and then punches you afterwards.
I could go for a slap bartender, yeah.
And I also love Courtney's wedding weekend that probably was $16 million. She drew the line at personal cocktails. Not renting out the resort. Not 4 days of activities.
I'm just saying,
like, I think people can, the bartenders can make a margarita, can make whatever, but if you actually do a sign that's the Shime spicy margarita, then they'll charge you extra.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a batch cocktail.
I did not know that.
Yeah, just, you know, a life jack, if you will.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Courtney.
This is Mike from Quincy. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Not much, man. I got the good news that I heard about the Red Sox. I don't know if you did, but Mookie Betts ended his 6-year contract with the Dodgers, and there were talks with the Astros about joining them for $330 million contract. That's max contract of an
We lost Mike.
I don't have reality is calling. It has no understanding of what was just said.
We lost Mike. I don't know what happened there, unfortunately.
Interesting.
What in the world?
Contract numbers were a little bit different.
Must have been on an AF phone.
What year would you guess Mike is currently living?
Well, it would need to be 2032 because that's when Mookie becomes a free agent.
Yeah. Unless he thought it was like 2018 or 17.
Maybe he is just waking up and, I don't know, was in a coma or something like that.
Rip Van Winkle?
Yeah. Or is he coming to us from the future?
It could be that he is speaking from the future. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jackson, for that call.
Called back.
What's that?
Called back.
Oh, Mike called back? Yeah. No. All right, I guess we could. I don't know. I'm fascinated.
I mean,
are you fascinated? Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yay.
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to say he turned down his max contract for an 8-year contract of $330 million to... after a 25-minute talk with Cora and one of the owners for Red Sox, he's coming back to us, he said.
Really?
Oh.
Wow.
Where did you see this, Mikey?
Where did you see this?
MLB News.
Oh, really?
Oh, MLB News.
Okay. This is big. Okay.
Yep.
All right. ESPN's
slow on the buzzer then because they don't have anything about
it. We will have an update on this at the bottom of the hour.
All right.
Doing a quick Google search.
What are we doing?
I mean, unless he has a player option somewhere that we don't know.
Did he get Eric shunned? Is that what happened?
He might have. Yeah. He might have.
I think so. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we have a couple leads left. Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right. So my lead is this. For all you Red Sox fans out there, the diehards, take it easy. Don't worry about it. The great thing about the Red Sox is they are, like our boy Axe said, they are in a crappy division. They're only 2 games behind the Yankees when it comes to division leaders. And if you look at where they are, we still got probably July 15th is the All-Star break, and that's generally when we can kind of get an understanding of where this baseball team is. But luckily for all the Red Sox fans out there, you are in a real, real crappy division, so you don't have to concern yourself too much with getting too deep of a hole, because when you look at the Yankees and you look at the rest of the teams in your division, over the last 10 games, there's only one team that has played 2 games above 500, and that would be the Tampa Bay Rays, which have a 6-4 record over the last 10 games.
So you're not concerned. Mm-mm. You went out and you were specific in trying to improve this ball club.
Yeah.
And you're not concerned when you look at the result being 500, especially against teams that you should be beating up on?
No, not through the first 36 games of the season, because we've kind of been down this road before and a couple different variations of it. A few years ago, when you looked at the Red Sox through the first, half of the season up until the All-Star break, they were playing good baseball. Like, all right, they got to make moves. They're coming out of the gate slow a little bit. But the thing about is I always look at is what's the rest of the division look like? How deep of a hole do you dig yourself? And fortunately for them, the rest of the division is not very good.
Yeah.
So then, they lose and everybody else loses.
Well, but everybody's not going to stay bad in the division.
Well, that means that you might be one of those teams that's not going to stay bad.
Okay.
Right? So, and that's the thing you have to look at. When you look at them overall, do you think this team is going to stay bad?
Well, they have a decision to make at first base. And we're going to get to what Craig Breslow said about that this weekend and keeping his options open when we get to They Said It coming up.
Right. So. But I think that's for everybody. You never want to see a player get hurt. But I think a lot of fans are probably pretty happy knowing, okay, we now can finally make a move at first base without having the team have to say, well, we're going to be patient with Casas.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever they go to is going to be an upgrade. So I think, and that's what fans have been clamoring for, these last couple of months.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
It is Celtics-Knicks this evening, game 1 at the Garden, game 2 on Wednesday. And then game 3 happens Saturday, and I am interested in, I said last week that I wanted the Celtics to play the Knicks because of the Boston-New York rivalry.
Correct.
Now, Jaylen Brown spoke about that rivalry, these two cities, over the weekend. Here's what he said.
Yeah, it's a great stage for basketball. You know, just all the history between, you know, Boston and New York. It's excellent to be able to live or to relive in that. So I don't take that for granted. You know, I think a lot of people will be excited watching this series just because of the history. So, you know, it's our job to come out and put on a great performance and take care of business. But, you know.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's definitely something to look back and just enjoy, you know, the platform and, you know, that basketball kind of delivers at this stage in the playoffs, Boston versus New York. You don't get too much better than that.
So is it still a thing? Ken Laird was kind of, I feel like he was elder shaming me on Friday, saying that it's kind of an old head thing that there's a rivalry between Boston and New York. But I would ask where, if you look at any other city, what other rivalry? I guess Los Angeles, a little bit in basketball, Celtics, Lakers.
I think that it's less about sports specific and more about how New York views Boston.
Bingo.
And Wiggy brought that up on Friday, like that we're the little brother of New York, like yes. New York's bigger, badder. But like at the same time, do I think of the Knicks as a rival? No.
No. No, and I think it's more, you're right. I think it's a lot of spillage of it is the Red Sox Yankees. I think the Jets Patriots.
Yeah.
But when you start to look at strictly basketball, it's, you know, there's a bigger rivalry between Detroit. I think you were right, Courtney, when you said it's more about how New Yorkers view Boston, Bostonians, and how we view New York.
The only time there was a New York basketball rival was when Kyrie was with the Nets. And then it added a little bit more spice.
Yeah, but I'm just talking, it was arguably the greatest rivalry in sports, city to city, Boston, New York, because of Sox Yankees.
Yeah, and I think
I would also say the Giants winning two Super Bowls against the Patriots.
Yeah, that's another one, Curtis. That's a good one too.
I would say in terms of hatred, I would put, just personally speaking, I go Yankees first, Giants, Jets, Knicks. I don't like it. I mean, obviously I don't support those teams. And I also think that Red Sox Boston fans look at the Knicks like Yankee fans look at the Mets. Like, they don't like them. It's their crosstown rival. They don't like sharing the headlines, but they've been so much better than them forever that it's not really. I mean, the Knicks get more unearned TV coverage than almost any other team in sports. They literally haven't won a championship in Wiggy's lifetime, I don't think.
No, they've never won a championship. The Knicks were good in my lifetime. It was the Patrick Ewing era, but they obviously ran into the Bulls. They ran into the Pacers.
The Rockets.
Yeah, for when I as a Celtics fan, when I look at the Knicks, I'm like, you're a pimple on our ass. Like, you're not even in the same league as us in basketball. So, but in you know, the other sports, I think it's more of just the whole New York Boston type of thing. So that's kind of where the rivalry is, because Boston, New Yorkers always look at us like they're better and they got like a little bit more swag and all this other stuff. Like, they created everything.
Yeah. All right. Well, game one tonight, 7:00. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are going to get to They Said It coming up next, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox drop 1 to Minnesota 5-4. The Sox were up 3-1 heading into the 7th, so another blown late lead by the bullpen and dropping that series. The Sox off tonight before turning their attention to the Rangers, who are here in Boston. That series starts tomorrow. And over the weekend, the Sox lost Tristan Casas to a left patellar tendon tear. The Sox released a statement yesterday saying first baseman Tristan Casas today underwent a successful left patellar tendon repair. The procedure was performed by Dr. Eric Berkson at Mass General. The Celtics kick off round two tonight against the Knicks at the TD Garden. Clean injury report for the C's heading into this one. Tip is at 7. NBA playoff games last night. The Warriors take the series against the Rockets, taking game 7, 103-89 to move on to the second round. And speaking of the second round, the Pacers took game 1 against the Cavs, 121-112 in Cleveland. As for the NHL playoff games last night, Winnipeg takes the series against the Blues. They won in double overtime, 4-3. And the NHL draft lottery is tonight. Depending on the outcome, the Bruins can pick between number 1 or number 7. The Bees have the 5th best shot at landing the top pick with an 8.5% chance at landing that, an 8.6% chance at getting the second pick, a 0.3% chance at third pick, no chance of picking fourth, and 24.5% chance staying put at the fifth pick.
When do you think they hire a coach? And if we saw the Rangers hired Sullivan,
Mike,
right?
Sullivan, yeah.
Wasn't there another team that just hired a coach here recently? But when do you think the Bruins hire their next guy? So then we could start evaluating, what this guy might bring.
I mean, I would hope it is before the end of the month. I would hope.
Okay. I think it's top priority.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, they're taking their time to do it. But
all right.
Do you believe that Joe Sacco is on the short list of finalists for that job, or do you think that that's all talk?
No, I don't think he's on that list. Yeah, I think he's been here for a long time, and they had opportunities to make him a head coach before, and they kind of passed over him. So I think it's going to be somebody completely different. Just be interested to see who that guy is.
Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Arriba, arriba. Just in time for Cinco de Mayo. Ground beef is on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef for only $2.97 a pound. That's limited to 2 when you use the digital coupon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 55 degrees and rainy. And I have good news for you, Greg. According to a brand new study the last several days, in a shocking climate twist, Antarctica's ice sheet has seen dramatic increases in mass.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Defying trends of rapid melting observed over previous decades.
Hmm.
Researchers from Tongji University, using satellite gravimetry data, found that between 2021 and 2023, the Antarctic ice mass expanded by a staggering 108 billion tons annually.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So, wow.
Curtis, that means the bike lanes are working.
Great job, Blue Origin. We saved the planet.